Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, we've all been in a situation where you leave down your phone and you don't know where it's gone. We all hope someone will return it, but how many of us actually trust people to do so? Well, according to new data from the CSO, only a third of you believe a stranger would return your wallet or your phone. So are we becoming increasingly more untrusting of other people? Well, to discuss this further, I'm joined by Padraig Walsh, a behavioural psychologist. Padraig, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Are you surprised at that? Only a third of people would trust a stranger to return the wallet.
You know, I'm not surprised, Cormac, but probably not for the reason that you think. When you think about it, I've actually had a situation where my wallet has been returned to me 4 weeks after it being lost. But there's an awful amount of effort that goes into finding somebody whose wallet has been lost or finding the Garda station that it should go to. And often that happens without any real reward. So we have lots of busy lifestyles. I know the person who returned my wallet didn't have a car and they kept forgetting to bring it back. So I'm not surprised that for something that doesn't have much reward, that people don't actually know the stranger.
Well, I was going to say, were the thousands of euro that you keep in your wallet, Padraig, were they still there?
I believe that all of the cards that I had, I cancelled, but they were still in it. And there was 25 euro still left within that card.
My God. So There you go. Can I read you this one? This is incredible, Padraig. My husband, says a listener by text, this is, my husband used to frequently use his wallet. And every time it was returned, the most extraordinary time was when he lost it in the sea while swimming in Salt Hill. His father's business card was in the wallet, and a guy who was snorkeling found the wallet in the water and phoned his father, and it was returned. Many lovely people out there.
The interesting thing was, this is the guy who found my wallet was a Polish man who worked in Spar who didn't have a car, and that was the reason he couldn't bring it back. But look, I think there's an element of overconfidence in our own ability that a lot of us will think that I would return a wallet and I would do the right thing. But when we think about strangers, that overconfidence bias will say to us that perhaps I'm not so trusting, or I wouldn't hold the ability of strangers as high as I would of myself.
Yeah.
And that's possibly what we're seeing.
Come here to me. Two-thirds of people then, and I'm extrapolating, I guess, believe that a stranger wouldn't return a wallet. Does that feed into our trust in the public in general, or in the government even, or how the country is run? Am I extrapolating too much?
Yeah, no, I don't think you are. I think over the last 2 years, Cormac, we've seen a significant things impacting on public trust. When you look at the amount of scams and scam warnings that came out over the last couple of years during the lockdowns, when you see COVID and you see things like the HSE cyber attack as those existential threats to our survival, they can impact on public trust collectively, and that can have a knock-on impact to individual levels as well.
Okay, well look, this is fascinating stuff, and the texts are fascinating as well. I'll read you one more and we'll get to more of them later on. My hubby lost his wallet, which contained money and cards, and my engagement ring on Black Friday in Macy's in New York, and it was handed in with all of the items. How lucky was he that I said yes, from Keith and Joanne. Well, Joanne, he was very lucky indeed. Padraig Walsh, behavioural psychologist, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much, Cormac.